Which Donald Trump do we believe on your feelings toward Hillary Clinton? 2012 or now?
Okay. I built an amazing company, some of the greatest assets in the world, and just great stuff. I'm not looking to get in fights with politicians. I'm not looking to get in fights with the Secretary of State. When somebody says 3, 4, 5 years ago, let's look at Hillary Clinton, what do you think? I say, she's doing great. I say, everybody's doing great. The fact is, she has not done a good job. When I look at what happened with Libya, when I look at what happened with Benghazi, when you look at the migration, but I'm not looking to criticize. You can look at many politicians that haven't done a good job. How are they doing? They're doing just fine. I'm not looking to get into wars with politicians because I need politicians.
He just, you know, you cut the top of Trump's head off. You know what it'd look like? You know when you put Christmas lights away and you're in a hurry and you go, probably should have untangled those? You go, well, I'm never going to get the wiring right on this.
And then some of the bulbs are out. They don't work anymore.
Well, there's definitely some bulbs out. At Chuck Todd on social media. Chuck Todd from Meet the Press joins us. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Steve.
I just can't take it. I know I have to for many more months.
Six more months.
Can't take it.
You know, I've been thinking about this. I think, you know, it's so funny. Trump supporters don't understand how anybody can be for Clinton. Clinton supporters can't understand how anybody can be for Trump. There's a group of voters that can't understand how this is our choice. But this is going to be obviously a divisive election. My concern is that nobody's going to accept the result.
Well, that's an interesting point, and I also want to give you credit for being the one person that has consistently held Trump's feet to the fire, because here's a guy now that couldn't see the pot or the kettle after blowing up his own marriages, and he wants to bring up Bill Clinton and Hillary's marriage, I should say, his tax returns that he doesn't want to reveal, the military charity money back in Iowa that hasn't been distributed. I mean, I feel like, Chuck, and you know I'm a fan, but I feel like you're one of the few people trying to get actual answers out of him.
Well, but I tell you, that answer that you played, you know, what's amazing about him is that he basically is saying, my words don't matter.
Yeah.
That's what he said. My words don't matter. My action, and he's not saying this, but his actions matter. We now know why conservatives were right to sit there and say he's no real conservative. He is not going to die on the hill for a conservative cause. Trump's only going to die on the hill for a Donald Trump cause. Right? And I think that if there's anything to be illuminated by Trump interviews, I feel like the one thing that I'm confident in saying is, as president, it's possible he can support any bill based on how it's spun the first time it gets sent to him.
Well, but don't you think that also is one of the major character flaws in that I hear people all the time discussing Trump's strategy. Trump's strategy starts when he wakes up in the morning. I
100% right.
Yeah, because he doesn't get up and go, well, here's what we're going to do here, and here's what my people are doing there. There's never been a campaign run this way.
No, it's all gut. Look, mechanically, it's going to be a campaign that has circles run around it. You know, we're going to find out here's what we're going to find out, because it's not as if this is a campaign that's going to do all the little things right and be able to maximize its support. We're going to know what is the anti-Clinton vote floor, right? Like, because financially and mechanically, operationally, he's only building a campaign that can successfully do that. I don't know how he's going to, because he doesn't seem to have the resources, and they don't have the people right now to build the campaign you would need to do to micro-target your way to 50% plus one.
The honesty problem for Hillary is not going anywhere. It will continue to be an issue, even if there's no indictment and the FBI says, look, stupid, maybe, criminal, we don't think so. But those are all based on leaks. We don't know yet. Having said that, who is not in her head saying you might want to actually say something respectful of Republicans, since there are people looking from the Republican Party to maybe even vote for you?
Yeah, no, I think, look, she's in a box right now because she doesn't want to look like she's abandoning the progressive movement yet while Sanders is still hanging around. But I think that there is, particularly on stability and foreign policy, and I think that that's where she wants to go. I think domestically there is no upside for her in her mind to reach out to Republicans on substantive issues domestically. The divide is too big. And frankly, the philosophical differences between the two parties on, you know, should government, you know, be the role or play a small role, you know. But on foreign policy is where I think she could win over some of the Republican foreign policy community and those that care about international affairs more. And I think that's where I would expect her to outreach, because her whole thing is going to be he's unstable, doesn't have the temperament to be president. And that usually is code for national security.
Chuck, until now, she hasn't really been counterattacking. Do you see that offensive changing? Do you see more attacks on her part now, more vocal, or should she stay away from that strategy?
There is a divide inside the campaign about what to do. I know some of the campaign do not like what the Democratic Party has done, for instance, which is adopt the nickname model. I don't know if you've noticed that the DNC is trying to push out this dangerous Donald.
Yep.
So he's the crooked Hillary, and they want to do dangerous Donald. The Clinton campaign, well, there are some in the Clinton campaign that believes the lesson to be learned on going after Trump is the Rubio lesson, which is don't do what he does. You do what he does, he'll do it better than you. You'll never outdo him, and you'll only dirty yourself, right? That's the, you know, if Marco Rubio is going to have learned one lesson from this campaign in his head, that's going to be the lesson. And so that's something that the Clinton people, so there's a real hesitance. The reason she hasn't countered much is that there's a bunch of people that think she needs to run her own race, stay above the fray, and lump every, don't respond to every detail Donald attack, lump it all into there he goes again, erratic Donald Trump. And just try to stick to that message and don't get sucked into the vortex of his personal insults. By the way, easier said than done. Every campaign I talked to on the Republican side had that very strategy
right.
for 6 months.
Right.
Until they got desperate.
Ross Perot got in February of 91. It's now May. Is there any path for a third party? And if so, who does the third party damage? I guess it depends on who it would be if there was one.
Right. Look, it's hard to find one that could be competitive because the Texas deadline is basically done. Okay, you can't get on the ballot in Texas. That's a pretty big state not to be on the ballot on if you want to run as a third-party candidate.
Right.
So I think it's at this point, the only viable path is if you wanted to hijack the Libertarian Party. You know, it is their conventions at the end of the month. Frankly, it wouldn't take a lot of – they have the opportunity to get on all 50 state ballots because they've been a third party that's been around a while.
Right.
The deadlines are later, all sorts of reasons. I don't know why there's not more talk of that. If by these, you know, people that are serious about thinking about it. Now, Michael Bloomberg's not running because he, you know, he believes he will hurt Clinton more than hurts Trump.
Right.
And he doesn't want his candidacy to elect Donald Trump. He either wanted to win, period. And if anything, he sees his candidacy as helping Trump. So, you know, it depends on who it is. I do think there is some, you know, I still think there'll be some ambitious Republican who thinks if they get credit for trying to stop Trump, conservatives will say, hey, you know, you were with us to the end, and that might be a leg up in 2020. So that's why I expect somebody of some ambition to try this.
It's like standing in line at IKEA or Costco on a Saturday afternoon. Six more months.
The idea that we're going to be status quo like this for 6 months, just these two people, I just don't believe it. I know that the third party thing's impossible, but my God, you know, the country is screaming for another alternative.
There's no
question. I don't know why the market isn't giving them.
Chuck Todd at Chuck Todd on social media, and of course, Meet the Press. Thank you, Chuck.
Yeah, Chief.